The following meditations on the Sacrament of Reconciliation for Priests come to you from the Institute for Priestly Formation located at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. We hope that these reflections will assist priests in their ongoing formation to come to a deeper grasp of the grace within the sacrament for both themselves and the penitents who come to encounter Jesus in its healing power.
This Deacon Jim Keating, Director of Theological Formation for the Institute for Priestly Formation in Omaha, Nebraska at Creighton University. When I think about celebrating the Sacrament of Reconciliation and going into the confessional, I have all sorts of memories of wonderful priests who received me with hospitality and kindness and a lot of patience. And I think this characteristic of patience is what's most therapeutic and healing in the sacrament. But over the years, I've come to understand that patience is not just waiting or pausing, but perhaps priestly patience is more in the gentle questioning that could happen in the sacrament. Questioning that perhaps doesn't happen as often as it should. There was a school, and perhaps there still is a school, in the theology of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, which takes the tact of a minimalism in questioning. And of course, when prudence is ruling, this is correct. But when one sees the pain of a penitent, experiences it in the priestly heart, then perhaps a question or two might facilitate the healing that's necessary. And by questioning, I simply mean a very direct but gentle question, such as, do you sense or do you know the pain that you're trying to assuage by choosing this sin? If the priest could ask a penitent that question and then give some moments of silence, the Holy Spirit might be able to raise up in the penitent's heart the human experience and the context as to why he or she chooses sin. And then the priest could help the person bring to light, bring to the very heart of Jesus in consciousness, the pain that is the ignition for the choice of sin. And ever so slowly, the Holy Spirit conspires then to heal the very roots of the sin and not just the sin itself. Because all of us as penitents, the most frustrating thing, of course, is habitual sin. The same anger, the same greed, the same fears and lack of trust in Jesus that I bring to confession over and over again. But what is the pain in me that keeps me from trusting Jesus? And so I would encourage the priest who is celebrating this beautiful sacrament of liberation and freedom to listen very deeply to the heart of the person naming the sin and then to gently draw their awareness to the origin of the sin in a personal pain. The other experience that I've had that's very therapeutic and liberating in the Sacrament of Reconciliation is when the penitent receives from the priest a true acknowledgement that this is a prayerful encounter with Jesus, a true acknowledgement that one is in the very midst of a spiritual experience of communion with the mercy of God. And however the priest may want to do this, by encouraging prayer in the midst of the sacrament, by being very open, encouraging the person to speak directly to Jesus, this, I think, gets also very quickly to the roots of the sin because the penitent then begins to have a conversation with Jesus himself. And theologically, we know that the priest is Jesus. And very often in experiences like that, where the priest is creating an environment of deeper spirituality, I actually find myself directing my sins to Jesus and speaking to Jesus directly. Jesus, forgive me for this. Jesus, help me with this struggle. Not speaking about myself in the third person or in some abstract way, but because of what the priest has done to create a prayerful environment, to some extent the priest disappears and he leaves me with Jesus. And in speaking to Jesus, I experience more deeply and more effectively the direct mercy of his Sacred Heart. And so I just make two encouragements, perhaps to ask the simple question of the origin of one's sin by asking about what is the pain that led you to sin? And then to the best of your ability to create the sacrament of reconciliation in whatever time you have as a truly prayerful and spiritual encounter with Jesus, so that the penitent knows that he's in the very power of Jesus' love when he is receiving sin, the forgiveness of his sins.
Thank you for listening. There are more resources for you on the IPF website. Just click on the Resources button and find IPF publications, videos, talks, and more features to assist you in your priestly life and ministry.